Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I think this is the best introduction I've ever had, Daisy.
我想这是我最好的一个介绍啊。
I consider it to be such a great privilege to be here with you this morning for this Bible conference.
我觉得很荣幸今天可以在这里跟大家见面。
Thank you, Reverend Sue, for inviting me to be a part of it. I feel greatly honored.
谢谢苏牧师的邀请，我真的觉得很荣幸。
You know that God, our Father, is doing a tremendous work in our world. He has a mission in this world.
我们知道我们的神呢是在做一个宣教的工作的。
He is drawing people to himself and into his family through faith in Jesus from all over the world.
神是从全世界来吸引人来到他的这个国度里面。
But in particular, there seems to be a special movement of God throughout the world among people who have a Chinese heritage.
那特别是在这个世界有中啊、有中国的这样的一个传统当中，神特别是在当中来工作。
Reverend Sue, when you talk about having Bible conventions all over the world, I see the tremendous importance of this for the work of God in this world.
苏牧师，当你讲到我们这个是个 international community 的时候，我看到神真的是在华人啊、当中来工作。
So today I want us to take a few moments and think about the mission of God in this world.
所以今天呢，我希望花一点时间，让我们来一起思想神在这个世界上的宣教工作。
I usually think about it very, very simply.
我常常是想的非常的简单。
God is taking everything that has gone wrong in this world, and He is making everything right.
神把这个世界上错的事情把它变成对。
And the Bible is the book that He's given to us to make Himself known and to make His mission known to us in this world.
而圣经就是神赐给我们，让啊来启示他自己跟他的心意。
It tells us in the very beginning that when God created the world and He was done with it after 7 days, everything was very good.
当神创世的时候，当他创造完之后，他说一切都甚好。
But it's not all very good anymore, is it?
但是现在已经并不是非常的好，是不是？
And He tells us about that too. He tells us about that.
他也告诉我们这个世界是不好的。
That's in Genesis chapter 3 at the very beginning. When people walked away from God, it affected everything in our world.
所以在创世纪三章的时候，我们看到因为人犯罪，所以影响了所有之后的历史。
But at the very end of the Bible, in Revelation 21 and 22, God has made a promise that He will establish a kingdom of peace and justice in this world.
但是在启示录的最后两章当中，我们看到神将会啊恢复他的国度，将来将会是有这个公平。
And in His kingdom there will be people from every people group, every language group, every national group.
而在末世的时候，是各族啊各国都会聚集在一起。
And there will be no more sickness, no more crying, no more death.
不会再有痛苦，不会再有死亡。
And every person who will be there in God's kingdom will be made complete in Christ. Everything right about every one of us.
所有的人都会在基督里面合为一。
This is good news, don't you think?
这是一个好消息，是不是？
And let me tell you this, that God will keep His promises.
让我告诉你这个，就是神会保守着他的应许。
What God has started, He will complete.
神所开始的，他会完成。
And the Bible is all about God's good news. It's all about the gospel.
圣经就是神的好消息，就是福音。
So the way that we know about God and what He's doing is through the Bible.
所以我们如何知道神跟他做什么呢？就是从圣经当中来知道。
And of course, that's what we're focusing on in this conference.
所以在这个 conference 当中，这个就是我们的焦点。
It is a conference all about the Bible as our final authority for faith and life.
所以这个 conference 呢是焦点在于圣经当中，它是我们信仰的中心。
And that's why I'm calling my message God's Word, God's Gospel, and God's Mission.
所以我今天的这个题目叫做神的话、神的福音跟神的宣教。
And all that brings me to the book of 2 Timothy.
让我们来看提摩太后书。
If you have a Bible, I want you to turn there.
如果你有圣经的话，请你打开你的圣经。
We'll be looking at chapter 1, verse 13 through chapter 2, verse 2.
我们会从一章十三节到二章的二节来看。
In 2 Timothy, the Apostle Paul is writing his last letter. At least it's the last one that we have.
在提摩太后中后书当中，我们看到这个是保罗的最后一封信。
And just like this convention, the very center of the book of 2 Timothy is the role of Scripture in our lives.
所以整个提摩太后书的中心就是圣经。
And in the text that we're looking at this morning, he speaks about what he is doing in this world, the mission of God as a relay race.
在今天的经文当中，我们会看到神把整个福音看成是一个接力赛。
I'm trying to see if I can use this. There we go. Oh, let's go back. It's like a relay race that we've seen in the Olympic Games.
就像我们去 Olympics 所看到的接力赛。
Sometimes, the most important part of a relay race is not the individual runners. It is the time when the baton is passed from one runner to the next.
在接力赛当中最重要的其实并不是这些跑的人，而是在他们交接的过程当中才是最重要的。
Sometimes, as happened a few years ago, the baton is dropped.
有时候这个接力棒呢会掉下来。
If the baton is dropped, no matter how fast each runner runs, the team will lose the race.
如果这个接力棒掉下来的话，无论这个跑的人有多快，也是会失败的。
In many ways, the Apostle Paul says that's the way it is by passing on the message that is found in the Bible.
所以保罗说，我们的这个基督徒的信仰也是像这个接力赛一样。
The message of the good news of God is to be passed on from one generation to the next.
神的福音是要从一代传到下一代。
There's one key passage. In fact, Daisy, if you would give me, I have, if you will look there.Simply so that you won't forget the message, this is the kind of baton that has to be passed.
这个就是接力棒，我们要传承下去的。
If you look at chapter 2, verse 2, you'll see a very important verse.
如果我们看提摩太后书的二章二节，
The Apostle Paul says, And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others.
在这里说，你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
In this one very short sentence in the Bible, the Apostle Paul is envisioning the first 150 years of the church, and actually, even up to now.
在这个短短的经文当中，保罗已经在期待之后150年的历史，一直到现在。
If you look at your verse, you'll see in leg one, Paul was the one who was running with the baton of the gospel. But as he is running, he's passing it on to another man.
在这个接力赛当中，我们看到保罗就是第一棒。
In leg number two, Timothy is the one who was receiving the baton from Paul.
然后提摩太是接第二棒。
In leg number three, do you see Timothy, though, as he is living out the gospel, is to pass it on to others, to reliable, faithful people.
然后第三棒是提摩太交给那忠心能教导别人的人。
And do you see then those reliable people are to pass it on to still others.
第四棒是忠心的人，他传承给其他的人。
And they are to pass it on to still others. And they are to pass it on to still others and to still others.
他们继续地传给其他人，其他人，其他人。
Until eventually the good news about Jesus Christ might even make it all the way to Southern California.
直到神的福音是传到南加州。
Again, this is the last letter I believe that the Apostle Paul ever wrote.
我相信这是保罗写的最后一封信。
If you look at chapter 4, verse 6, he would say, The time for my departure is at hand.
如果我们看四章的六节，他说：“我现在被交奠，我离世的日子时候到了。”
So Paul knew that the good news about God was to go to all people groups of the world.
所以保罗所传的福音是要临到所有的人。
And he knew that that task was not yet nearly done.
他也知道这个工作还没有完成。
And he knew he had little time to live.
他也知道自己并没有很多的时间。
So he knew he had to pass it on to others.
所以他一定要传承下去。
And so when he wrote this letter to a young pastor named Timothy one day, he wanted to make sure that he was passing on the message of Jesus faithfully.
所以当保罗写这一封信给提摩太的时候，他要确定他在传承这个福音。
And I feel like I relate to the Apostle Paul now.
我感觉我好像是这个保罗一样。
I have been a pastor for well over 40 years.
我已经是做了四十多年的牧师。
I like Paul, I'm still running in the baton, telling people about Jesus.
我仍然是在跑这个接力赛，告诉大家谁是耶稣。
But I want to make sure that I pass it on to others.
但是我要确定我是在传承给别人。
Who will pass it on to others?
传承给。
Until the work of God is complete and Jesus comes back.
直到神的工作完成，耶稣再来的时候。
So one of the first things I want to ask is this. What is it that you and I have to grasp? What is that baton we have to grasp and then pass down?
所以第一个问题我想问的就是，我们必须要持守什么，传承什么。
And in chapter 1 verse 14, the Apostle Paul calls it a deposit, a good deposit.
在一章的十四节，保罗称这个叫做善道。
So here's the question I want to ask.
我想问大家一个问题。
In this relay race that you and I are in, what is that baton that we must pass on to others?
在这个接力赛当中，这个接力棒到底是指什么呢？
What is it that you and I have received from followers of Jesus in the past that we must receive and grasp?And pass on.
有什么东西是我们从神领受，然后要传承下去呢？
Again, if you look at verse 14, he says, "Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you."
如果我们看第十四节，这里说要守着所交付你的善道。
When you read through the whole of 2 Timothy, you begin to see that what he means by good deposit is the message that is contained in the entirety of the Bible.
当我们看圣经的时候，我们知道这个善道就是指整本圣经。
In chapter 1 verse 13, he would say, "What you have heard from me, pass on."
在一章的十三节，保罗说，你从我听的。
In chapter 2 verse 15, the apostle Paul calls it the word of truth that needs to be handled and then taught correctly.
二章十五节，保罗说，这个真理的道。是要按着真理来分解。
In chapter 3, verse 16, he says, "It is God breathed, and it's given to us for teaching and rebuking and correcting and teaching in righteousness."
在三章的十六节，保罗说，圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。
And then in chapter 4, verse 2, Paul commands us to preach this word with great patience.And careful instruction.
在四章的二节，保罗说，要务要传道，并用百般的忍耐，各样的教训责备人。
So it is this message that is contained within this word that is God's good news that is to be received and then made known to people in this world.
所以这个接力棒指的就是圣经里面所讲神的这个信息，我们要传承下去。
It is the message.Revealed in Scripture that is at the center of our faith and is the baton that you and I must grasp and then pass down until the work of God is completed.
所以圣经里面所启示的这个福音就是这个接力棒，我们一定要传承下去。
So I want us to think for just a moment about this baton.
我希望大家来思想一下这个接力棒。
And what I call the gospel.
我称它为福音。
The baton is this message of the Bible that has been passed down through faithful Jesus followers who have gone before you and me.
这个接力棒就是代表圣经里面的这个信息。
And the word that the Apostle Paul uses to summarize the message of the Bible is the word gospel.
保罗是用一个字来总结圣经里面的信息，就是福音。
When you read the Apostle Paul using the word gospel in the Bible, he's referring to what the entire Bible is all about.
当保罗说福音的时候，他是指的所有的圣经。
As I said, it goes back to Genesis 1:31, when after 7 days God saw what he had made and said, "It's very good."
所以让我们回到创世纪的一章三十一节，当神创造完毕之后，他说一切都甚好。
And it helps us to understand the world that you and I live in.
这个也帮助我们来认识到我们现在所处的世界。
It helps us to understand when our relationships are broken or when sickness comes to our lives.
也让我们认识到当我们的关系破裂或者有疾病的时候。
It helps us to understand why in the world that our Father has made that there is evil that is here.
他也帮助我们认识为什么这个世界是有罪恶。
And it, as I said, it all began in Genesis chapter 3 when people turned away from God and left him out of their lives.
在创世第三章的时候，我们看到人犯罪。
And when you look at the entire message of the Bible, it is that beautiful thing that you and I hold on to, that our Father says He will make it very good again.
所以整本圣经都会说，他会使一切错的变成对的。
Now at the very heart of this good news is the coming of Jesus into this world.
这个福音的这个中心呢，就是耶稣的再来。
And so that brings me to two of my favorite verses in the Bible.
所以让我来看我最喜欢的两段圣经的经文。
If you come to visit us at Lake at Avenue Church on a Christmas Eve service, I am quite sure you will hear these first two verses.
如果你来我的教会的 Christmas Eve 的 service, 你会听到我说这两个经文。
I would imagine many of you have memorized these verses.
我相信很多人已经会背了。
If you haven't, you should.
如果还没有的话，你应该是要背的。
So the first is John 3:16-17.
第一段经文呢是约翰福音的三章十六到十七节。
God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
For God did not send his Son into this world to condemn the world, but to save, to rescue the world through him.
人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
And then the second verse is found in Luke chapter 19, verse 10.
第二段经文是在路加福音的十九章十节。
Jesus was speaking to a man named Zacchaeus who had just brought him into his life.
耶稣是对Zacchaeus 撒该说。
I think that's right. And he said, I have come to seek and to save that which was lost.
他说我来是为了要寻找失丧的人。
Do you love these verses?
你知道这些经文吗？
These are the verses that give us great hope.
这些经文是帮助我们有很大的盼望。
But when you look at them, they raise all sorts of questions.
但是它也带来很多的问题。
Who is this God who loves the world and seeks the lost?
谁是这位神？他寻找失丧的人，他爱这个世界。
What was lost?
什么失丧了呢？
Chapter 3, verse 16. What does it mean that we're perishing?
什么叫做我们都是灭亡呢？
What does it mean that we have to be saved or rescued in verse 17?
什么叫做我们都可以得救呢？
And what is this world going to look like when God's salvation is complete?
当神的拯救已经完成的时候，这个世界会是什么样子呢？
All those things are answered in this book, the Scriptures.
这些问题都在圣经当中有答案。
It is the final authority for our faith, what we believe, and our lives, how we live.
圣经是我们信仰的终极的权柄。
You see, so I've come to believe that the entire Bible's message is the good news that comes to us from God.
我相信整本圣经都是神的好消息来到我们当中。
And it includes a number of parts.
里面有很多的部分。
Number one, it tells us who God is.
第一呢，他告诉我们神是谁。
He reveals himself from the very opening words in Genesis chapter 1.
在创世纪一章一开始，他就启示他自己是谁。
Many of the new believers who have come to faith in Jesus from China in my own church have pointed back to Genesis 1.
在我教会当中有很多从中国来的会友，他们是指向创世纪一章。
They've given testimony to me, Pastor, they've said we grew up in a home where we were told there is no God.
这些人跟我说他们成长在一个家庭就是没有神的。
But deep inside of themselves, they think there had to have been someone, something that started all of this.
但是他们一直在思想一定是有一个什么来开始这个世界的。
You open the Bible and in Genesis 1 it begins, In the beginning God created.
所以当我们打开圣经，我们看到创世纪一章一节，起初神创造。
It tells us who God is. It tells us too who God, what God created.
他告诉我们神是谁，他也告诉我们神创造了什么。
He made everything.
他创造了天地。
And that includes you and me.
也包含着你跟我。
And he tells us what we are like as he created us.
他也告诉我们为什么神要创造我们。
We are made in his image.
我们是照着神的形象被造的。
It tells us three what happened to what was good in God's creation.
他告诉我们到底在神的好的创造当中发生了什么事。
People made in God's image no longer wanted to be that. They wanted to be God themselves.
人是照着神的形象造的，但是他们想更像神。
And they turned away from God.
They
turned away from God.
他们就离弃了神。
And people continued to do so.
然后他们继续的这样做。
This is the bad news we must acknowledge before we can understand the good news of God.
当我们想要了解好消息之前，我们先要知道坏消息。
We need to be forgiven and made right with God.
我们需要被赦免，然后跟神恢复这个关系。
So that the Bible tells you for how God is actually rescuing people like you and me.
所以圣经告诉我们神如何的拯救你和我。
How is he going to give eternal life to people who have walked away from him and are perishing?
神怎么样赐给我们永生呢？特别是已经失丧的人。
You know the answer, don't you?
你都知道答案，对不对？
He came to this world.
他来到这个世界。
In flesh through Jesus Christ.
道成肉身在耶稣身上。
Jesus lived the life you and I should live, but we haven't.
耶稣所过的生活应该是我们应该过的生活，但是我们却没有。
And then Jesus was willing to die the death that you and I should have to die, but now we don't have to because he did it in our place.
耶稣代替我们的死，所以我们不用死。
I thought you might say hallelujah right there.
Hallelujah.
Bottom line, God rescues us through the work of Jesus Christ in our place.
最基本的就是耶稣的死是成就了神救赎的工作。
So, and the Bible ends by telling us what all of us and all creation will look like when he is done.
圣经也告诉我们我们以后会变成什么样子。
We read about that in many places in the Bible, but especially at the very end in Revelation 21 and 22.
在启示录的21跟22章就告诉我们幕后的样子。
There will be people from every people group all around the nation, each one of us complete in Christ, each one of us conformed to the image of Jesus.
所以在幕后的日子，所有的人从各方各族都会照着耶稣的形象。
Once again, hallelujah.
我们再说，赞美神。
So let me say, to sum it up.
让我总结一下。
The gospel is God's good news that he will make everything in creation right.
这个福音就是神的好消息，然后他会使所有的事情都变成对的。
And at the heart of God accomplishing this news is the birth, life, and resurrection of Jesus.
这个福音的中心就是耶稣的出生，他的生命，他的复活。
That entire message is what has been entrusted to us.
整个信息已经传承给我们。
So now I want us to think about what we do with this baton.
现在呢，我希望大家来思想一下，我们要对这个接力啊，这个接力棒要做什么呢
？And there are three phrases.Between chapter 1 verse 13 and chapter 2 verse 2 that I want you to hold on to.
有三点我们来思想。
Keep the pattern.
守着规模。
Guard the deposit.
守着所交付的善道。
And then entrust it to faithful people.
然后交托给忠心的人。
So the first thing we are to do is to keep the pattern.
所以第一件事我们需要做的就是要保守这个规模。
In other words, the Bible is different from many other religious books.
圣经并不像其他的宗教文献。
It is not just a random collection of religious sayings.
它并非是一个随意的宗教信条的一些集合品。
The Bible is saying that there is a pattern to what is found in the Word of God.
那圣经呢是说呢是有一个规模在当中的。
It's an amazing thing to think about this.
这是一件很奇妙的事。
Because this Bible was written, God inspired people over many centuries to write the books that are in the Bible.
因为圣经是很多人在很长的时间写成的。
And when the Bible says keep the pattern, it's saying that God has worked throughout history in such a way that what you find in the Bible is purposeful and ordered.
虽然如此，但是圣经告诉我们，当中是有一个规模，而这个规模呢是有目的的。
He's saying that there is a pattern to what you find in the scriptures.
在圣经当中有一个规模。
There is a logical system, a wholeness to the scriptures that God has entrusted to us.
在当中是有一个有系统性的、逻辑性的。
The duty of us who pass on this message of the Bible is to make sure that we understand its patterns.Its priorities, its emphasis, and that we maintain those things.
当我们传承这个信息的时候，我们要确定我们是对这个规模是忠心的。
Are you with me here?
大家跟着我。
In other words, he's saying that in the Bible there is this balance of interlocking, of connected truths.
所以呢，在圣经当中呢，是有彼此相扣的一个真理。
He's saying the whole of it is important. The whole of it is to be read, studied, and understood.
整本圣经呢，都是需要被了解的。
That when you receive Jesus and read the Bible, you should identify its pattern, and you should emphasize what are its priorities and its essentials.
当我们读神的话语的时候，我们一定要知道它的这个规模是什么，它的优先权是什么，它的强调是什么。
And in a seminary training people to teach the word, there should be a New Testament professor and an Old Testament professor.
在神学院里面呢，是应该要有新约的老师，也要有旧约的老师。
I want you to note this. When you turn to 2 Timothy 3:16, God's word tells us that God breathed out this word.
当我们看提摩太后书三章十六节的时候，我们看到圣经都是神所默示的。
And what I'm saying is that there is a pattern to what God has breathed out.
我的意思就是说，在圣经当中是有一个规模。
And what I would encourage you to do is to read and study this word so much that you see its overarching pattern and seek to keep it.
我鼓励大家，当我们读圣经的时候，要找出这样的一个规模，然后是持守着它。
See, this is why in our churches we need to teach the entirety of Scripture in such a way that our people are exposed not just to a few parts of it, but to all of it.
所以我鼓励大家在教会当中，当我们教导神话语的时候，不要只是个别的看它的其中这些部分。
We shouldn't just pick out our favorite parts and then ignore the rest.
我们不能只是选我们喜欢的部分而忽略其他的部分。
Why do I say that?
为什么我这样说呢?
Because there is one word in verse 13 that I want you to see. He says God's word is sound. Sound.
在十三节保罗说神的话呢是纯正的。
Paul was not speaking, writing in English or in Chinese. Do you know that?
保罗不是用英文或者是中文写的。
In his language, this word sound meant health giving.
什么叫纯正呢？纯正是带着健康的意思。
I love this.
我真的很喜欢这样的意
思。He says the good news of the message of the Bible is what all of us need and for our whole lives to be whole.
这个意思呢，就是说这个福音呢，是让我们整个的生命呢，都是变成是健康美满的。
He's telling us that this whole message is put in the Bible.So that we can understand this world that we are put in.
所以这个福音在圣经里面帮助我们来认识整个世界。
So that we can make sense out of things that otherwise make no sense.
我们可以了解一些我们不能明白的事。
This is what we need and this is what all people need if they're going to be able to know how to live in this very difficult world.
如果我们要知道如何在这个困难的世界当中来生活神的话语是我们必须的。
There are some parts of the Bible that are very difficult, aren't there?
圣经当中有一些部分呢是很难懂的。
But when Paul says keep the pattern, what he says is that every part of the Bible, when it is understood within the whole, will bring health to your life and to your people.
但是保罗说，如果你找到这一个模式的话，全部的圣经呢都会让我们明白。
So the point is that we're not going to improve on God's good news by trying to remold it or by leaving out parts or not reading parts that we don't like.
所以当我们读圣经的时候呢，我们不应该是删去不合我们胃口的部分，或是把它重新的重整。
I just want you to be the best student of God's word that you possibly can be.
我希望大家都是成为圣经最好的学生。
And then keep the pattern.
然后呢是保守着这样的一个规模。
Now the second word is also, phrase is also important. Guard the deposit.
第二点我要分享的就是守着所交付的善道。
This second phrase was very important to young pastor Timothy, to whom this letter was written.
对于年轻的提摩太牧师来说，这段经文是非常重要的。
Pastor Timothy had become the pastor at a church in Ephesus.
提摩太牧师是在以弗所这个地方成为牧师的。
It was one of the leading churches in the world at that time.
而他的教会是当时一个最有最带领的一个教会。
I'm the pastor of the Lake Avenue Church. It's a large church that has a 120-year-old heritage.
我是 Lake Avenue 教会的牧师，那这个教会呢有。
There are heritage. Yeah. There are great, great pastors in the past.
在过去呢，有许许多多的牧师。
And that was what Ephesus was like.
以弗所这个教会也是这样子。
The Apostle John had been in that church.
使徒保罗啊，使徒约翰曾经在这个教会。
The Apostle Paul had been in that church.
使徒保罗曾经在这个教会。
And now this young pastor named Timothy was supposed to be the pastor.
然后现在这个年轻的提摩太要成为牧师。
He felt overwhelmed by it.
他觉得很 overwhelmed.
And when you read through the rest of 2 Timothy, you will see that this was not a perfect church.
当我们读提摩太后书的时候，我们知道这个并不是一个完美的教会。
Even with that great heritage, they had trouble.
虽然他们有很好的一个历史，但是他们仍然有很多的困难。
In chapter 2, verses 14 to 26, you can read all about that.
我们从二章的十四到二十六节就可以知道这个教会的问题。
There were people who had come into that church that were distorting what is the word of God.
有些人来到这个教会呢，他们扭曲神的话语。
There were others who would come into the worship service, but they didn't think they had to obey what God's word said.
有些人来到敬拜场所，但是他们并不觉得他们要顺服神的话语。
And in the text that we're going to see later today in chapter 4, verse 3, there were people who didn't want the word of God to be taught carefully to them. They just wanted fun stories.
到了第四章，我们看到在这个教会当中，有些人并不想学习神的话，而只是想听有趣的故事。
And Paul says, don't give them just what their itching ears want to hear. Give them what God has actually said.
保罗告诉他们，不要只是给他们耳朵发痒的人想听的，而是给他们神要对他们说的话。
Now, after being a pastor for over 40 years, I can tell you that that church is not the only church that is like that.
当我做了四十多年的牧师之后，我可以告诉大家，就是以弗所这个教会呢，并不是唯一这样的一个教会。
It was so important for young Pastor Timothy to guard the deposit that had been passed on to him.
对于年轻的提摩太牧师来说，守着所交付的善道是非常重要的。
The Bible says your job is to know this word that is entrusted to you, learn the pattern of its truth.And then guard it that this is what is passed on.
所以圣经里面的这个信息我们要守住，然后要传承。
Oh, there's much more I'd like to say about that, but I think I'll stop there.
我还有很多想要说的，但是我先停在这里。
Because third, I think the third phrase he uses is so important for a Bible convention like this.
第三点呢，是非常重要的。
Even as we are grasping it, even as we are preaching it, we are to be passing it on to others, entrust it to reliable people.
当我们紧握着这个接力棒，我们还要记得，我们一定要传承下去，交托给那忠心的人。
Again, you can look at me and know that your speaker is not a 20-year-old pastor.
当你们看到我的时候，你知道我不是一个二十几岁的牧师。
This passage has become especially important to me.
所以这段经文对我来说是特别的有感受。
It's one of the reasons that I have such joy even being with you here this morning.
所以今天我跟大家在一起，我觉得感觉到非常的喜乐。
Because even though I'm older than most of you, I'm still among the living. You see that I'm still alive.
虽然我在你们当中可能算是比较年长的，但是我还是活着。
So I want to do what this Bible tells me to do.
所以我希望可以做这个圣经要我做的。
I want to keep reading and understanding the pattern that is found in Scripture.
我希望可以认识这个圣经当中所启示的规模。
In the church that God has placed me in now, I want to guard the truth of this deposit that He's given.
我希望守着这个善道。
But I have a new passion for wanting to make sure that I pass it on.
但是我有一个新的这个 passion.
Because the work of God in this world that He promises to finish is not yet complete.
因为神的工作还没有完成，所以我要传承下去。
And one of the most important things that we are to do is to look for what He calls reliable people or faithful people to invest our lives in.
我们今天所要做的就是要找出那些忠心的人，然后把福音传承给他们，交托给他们。
So, who are these reliable people that you and I should be passing on the truth to? Who are they?
到底谁是这些忠心的人，是要我们把这个接力棒传下去的呢？
The first thing I pray is that it will be all of us that will say, Lord, I want to be one of those reliable people.
我希望我们全部都是，我们都愿意举手说，我就是那一个人。
It really should be true of every true follower of Jesus.
应该是每一个跟随耶稣的人都是这个忠心的人。
That it's not just the pastor or the seminary professor who should be a reliable person.Who teaches the word of God.
所以忠心的人并不是只是指牧师或是指神学院的教授。
This should be true of every one of us who has come to know God through faith in Jesus.
所有接受耶稣为救主的都应该是这些忠心的人。
Not every follower of Jesus will have the privilege of going to a seminary like Logos Evangelical Seminary.
不是所有跟随耶稣的人都有这个特权来去神学院。
But every one of us should become the very best student of this word, understander of this word that we possibly can be.
但是每一个基督徒都应该是圣经最好的学生。
That's why I'm so thankful that you've taken the time to come to a Bible convention today. It's an important thing.
所以我很高兴大家今天愿意花时间来这个 ABC.
All of us should be able to handle the word as well as we can so that we can pass it down to our children.Or to those that we may teach within the life of our church.
所以当我们研读神话语的时候，我们愿意把它传承给我们的孩子，还有教会的人。
In one sense, then, this message is for all of us.
所以今天的信息是给我们所有的人。
But there's something very specific in these words too.
但这个经文当中也有一些很具体的。
A young Pastor Timothy had been one of those reliable people that the Apostle Paul had identified.And had entrusted the deposit to.
年轻的提摩太就是保罗所找出来的一个忠心的人。
So he had become Pastor Timothy, senior pastor of the first church of Ephesus.
所以提摩太变成是第一个以弗所教会的主任牧师，最年轻的主任牧师。
And it was quite a calling.
所以这个是一个很大的呼召。
You perhaps know that young Timothy did not feel up to this calling.
大家可以想象到提摩太并不觉得他自己是配得的。
Some of you may understand this far better than those who have simply grown up in a traditional American church understand it.
我们当中有些人可能是会认同这一点。
In the American church, we often don't value age or experience so much.
在美国教会当中，我们并不是觉得年纪还有经历呢是很重要的事。
But they did in the Bible's world. They did in Paul and Timothy's day.
但是在圣经的世界，在保罗还有提摩太的世界，年纪还有经历是很重要的。
So for a young man like Timothy to step into a role like this was very, very, very difficult.
所以对于一个年轻的提摩太，成为这个主任牧师呢，是一个非常困难的事情。
We call him timid Timothy.
我们叫他是害羞的提摩太。
It sounds good in English, I think.
英文比较好听。
But you know, he didn't feel up to the task.
但是他觉得他
Yes, so Paul's word to him is, Timothy, this is not your choice, this is God's call upon your life.
所以保罗对提摩太说，这个不是你的选择，这个是神的拣选。
And it's a call for every local church to have eyes open for who those reliable people are that God has called to be the ones who will teach the entire people in the church the word of God.
所以我希望所有的教会都尽力去找那忠心的人，然后把福音交托给他们。
In chapter 2 verse chapter in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6, Paul made it clear, Timothy, that this wasn't your choice, it was God's for you to be in this job.
所以在提摩太后书一章六节，保罗很清楚地告诉提摩太，这个不是你的选择，而是神的拣选。
Something had happened there in the context of the church that made that known, that this was God's decision.
这个是神的一个决定。
The elders of the church had laid hands on Timothy, and somehow they all saw that God's choice was this man.
在以弗所教会的这些长老都按手在提摩太身上，他们都见证这个人是神所拣选的。
So when Timothy had doubts, can I really do this? Should I really do this? Paul says, you don't have a choice. God has called you to it.
所以当提摩太在犹疑是不是要接这个棒的时候，他其实没有一个选择，因为神已经拣选了他。
But my point is this, that what happened in that church needs to happen in all of our churches.
我的意思是这个，就是在以弗所教会所发生的，在每个教会都应该发生。
We need to have our eyes open for those individuals in the life of our church upon whom God's hand has come and that God has taken to be the one who will deliver the word to the people of God within the church.
我们要打开我们的眼睛，去认出这些忠心的人，然后把福音交托给他们。
This happened to me when I was a young man.
当我年轻的时候，这个事发生在我身上。
I was 17 years old.
我17岁的时候。
I wanted to go to the university and become a lawyer.
我想去大学，然后成为一个律师。
And the people in my church came to me and they said, "We sense that God's hand is on you to be a pastor."
但是教会的人告诉我说，我们看到神的手在你身上，要你成为一个牧师。
I thought there's not much money in that.
然后我想说这个赚不了什么钱。
They said, but God's call is on that.
但是他们说这是神的呼召。
And I have remembered that again and again throughout these years of being a pastor.
所以这么多年做了牧师之后，我一直回想那个经历。
If you've ever visited us at Lake Avenue Church, you know it's a wonderful church.
如果你曾经来 Lake Avenue Church, 你会知道那是一个很好的教会。
I love it there.
我很爱在那里。
Having said that, it is not a perfect church.
虽然这样说，那并不是一个完美的教会。
I won't say any more about that.
我不要再讲了。
All that I can tell you is that remembrance back to the time that my church people said, God's hand is on you for this task, has been something I hold on to. It gives me courage. It gives me confidence.
所以当我回想那个日子，就是教会的长老告诉我，神的手在我身上，就是当我回想的时候，就鼓励我继续的去传承下去。
Based upon this passage, I believe that all of our churches.Guided by God's word, are to take time to identify what Paul calls reliable people, those called by God and appointed by God's Spirit, and then to set them free for the work of ministry.
所以我们今天就是要在教会当中找出这一些忠心的人。
And in this, for those who are called to be pastors or missionaries,He turns to us and he says, "Your main responsibility is to understand this word."
然后我们可以跟他们说，你最重要的责任就是要明白神的话语。
You must understand the entire pattern of this word.
要知道整个圣经的规模是什么。
You must guard this word.
你必须保守着这个善道。
From another passage, you must love your people.
那另一段经文呢，是讲到你一定要爱神的百姓。
And then bring this health-giving, beautiful word to your people.
然后把圣经里面所讲的这个信息传承给其他人。
I'll say more about that this afternoon.
今天下午我会再讲多一点。
So now let me leave you with a final thought.
这是我最后的一些想法。
Wouldn't it be wonderful if your generation, or the generation given the privilege of carrying this baton across the finish line?
在接力赛当中，如果我们是接的这最后一棒，那不是很美的事吗？
What if God actually finishes and completes His work in your lifetime?
或许神就是在我们这一代完成他的工作呢？
So I have this prayer for you.
我有这样的一个祷告。
That you will be found faithful to the gospel task, that gospel that is embedded in the scriptures.
就是我们会对神的话语忠心。而这个中心这个话语就是在圣经里面。
And may you hear the Lord say something like this.
那我希望大家可以听到类似这样的话。
You have kept the pattern of my word.
你已经守住了我话语的规模。
You have guarded the beautiful deposit that I have entrusted to you.
你已经持守了我交付你的善道。
You have passed it down faithfully until my work was done.
你已经忠心地传承，直到我的工作成就。
Well done.
做得好。
Well done.